Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Wednesday morning. 68 degrees, 294 new coronavirus cases have been reported in Sedgwick County since Monday. And the positivity rate is 9.1%.
The health department says hospitals are still reporting to be in critical status. According to the KDHE, hospitals statewide are taking 5 hours longer to transfer patients to other hospitals. Dr. Martin Selberg says it's taken an average of 12 hours to find a bed for a COVID patient.
What we found is that the at capacity or near capacity is by far the dominant. This is why you hear the stories of patients crossing state lines or waiting extended periods of time to get an ICU bed.
The KDHE says more than 70% of hospital ICU beds are full. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The father of a football coach at a suburban Kansas City high school says he hopes his unvaccinated son's death from COVID-19 will convince people that the disease is real. Kim and Carolyn Burnett say their son, Chris Burnett, died Saturday after 2 weeks in the hospital. Chris Burnett coached football at Olathe High School, at Olathe East High School, and an all-female team called the Kansas City Glory. He also was studying to be a physical education teacher. President Biden ended his Western travels with a stop at a Colorado facility focused on producing renewable energy.
The president says changes in climate means a change in approach. After seeing recent damage from fires and floods, he visited an energy facility in Colorado he says is an example of the kind of work his infrastructure plans will bring.
Leaders of both parties have recognized a clean energy future is an economic imperative and a national security imperative and an environmental imperative.
The president's push and his warnings on climate change come as Democrats on Capitol Hill try to push his infrastructure agenda that many Republicans say is too costly. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Justice Department is escalating its fight against the Texas abortion law.
Less than a week after the Justice Department sued to block Texas abortion law, the DOJ is now asking a federal judge to temporarily block implementation of the new law while its constitutionality is argued in court, saying in a filing late Tuesday night, quote, "This relief is necessary to protect the constitutional rights of women in Texas." Greg Abbott, the state's Republican governor, has said Texas will always defend what he calls the right to life. The Texas law, the strictest in the country, bans nearly all abortions in the state after a heartbeat is detected. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
The prison system in Georgia is under investigation by federal agents, Fox's Patty Pan reports.
The U.S. Department of Justice dropped a bombshell Tuesday via a virtual news conference and joined by U.S. attorneys from Georgia's northern, middle, and southern districts to announce a statewide civil rights investigation into Georgia's prisons.
This investigation will be comprehensive but will focus on harm to prisoners resulting from prisoner-on-prisoner violence.
Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark, who heads the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, said the investigation will focus on civil rights violations amongst other issues of concern.
Prison staff shortages, inadequate policies and training.
At least 26 inmates have died in confirmed or suspected homicides in state prisons last year.
The investigation will also look into sexual abuse of gay, lesbian, and transgender prisoners by both prisoners and prison staff.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cool front brought us some showers and a few thunderstorms in Wichita last night. Some heavier rainfall occurred to our west in Kingman County, but all that comes to an end here this morning with clouds breaking up, sunny this afternoon, and a high 84. Clear overnight, Charlo 67, breezy on Thursday with a high closer to 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy, 68 degrees. We have an east wind at 9 miles per hour. 7:34 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And a warm day yesterday. Yesterday was 90 degrees here in south central Kansas in Wichita. The normal high for the day, 84. So warmer than usual. And the heat is hanging around here as we go into past the mid date in September. Today is the 15th. On this date in 2010, a monstrous severe thunderstorm, well, not one, but several, hammered parts of south central and southeast Kansas with huge, humongous hail that at times ranged from 4 to nearly 8 inches in diameter. Wow. Destructive wind up to 80 miles per hour. 8-week tornadoes also occurred on this date right here in the area. Largest hailstone, which landed 2 miles west of what was then Mid-Continent Airport, 7.75-inch diameter. Wow. That set a record, a new Kansas record at the time. Numerous hailstones ranging from baseball to grapefruit size pounded west and southwest of Wichita. I'm sure many of you will remember this.
Yeah, the west side of town got it bad. Wow. Remember, a lot of those homes just west of Lawrence Dumont Stadium, right, kind of between west and between the stadium and Friends University, just got hammered.
Over at Friends, they had a huge problem. Thousands of homes heavily damaged. In extreme cases, the hail punched holes in the roof, some of the hail landing in bedrooms and living rooms. Thousands of vehicles were heavily damaged, if not totaled, as were trees and power lines. The most serious wind damage occurred when 80-mile-per-hour winds tore the steeple off a church and hurled it into an SUV. Don't remember what church that was. It's been 11 years ago. Total damage estimated at around $15.2 million. My memory is not great, but I think that's probably one of the two times we had a roof replaced at our house since we owned that home. Just a terrible, terrible hailstorm.
I got a text from our friend Teresa Vizi over at the Wichita Art Museum.
Yeah,
she said she remembers that storm, and that she sent me a picture of her holding a hailstone that's as big as her baby daughter's head.
Well, I don't doubt it.
She lives on the west side. So she got some hail that day, as did tons of people.
7:36. That was quite a storm. 2010 on this date. Well, at most of the largest U.S. Public universities, students are not obligated to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Some schools do require vaccines, but with leniency for those who opt out. Still others have expelled students who don't comply. An analysis by the Associated Press shows 26 of the nation's 50 largest public universities are not requiring the vaccination. That represents roughly 55% of students enrolled at those campuses. Universities with the vaccine mandates are concentrated in the Northeast and California. Almost all of those who without mandates are in a state where have restricted the ability to implement COVID-19 vaccine requirements, including Florida, Texas, and Arizona. So,
will they be facing lawsuits?
I'm sure there's going to be some legal shenanigans going on. I tell you, it's like we had Paul Meissner on yesterday, the Sedgwick County Commission Chair. Just saying, we're just a country that's not divided. It's not united on this thing. There are so many different thoughts and so many different things going on. Let's see here. What do we got? Oh, here's another interesting COVID story this morning, Ted. Another anti-vaxxer has died of COVID-19. This time it was Denver minister and radio host Bob Enyart, according to Fred Williams, his co-host on Real Science Radio with Enyart. He was one of the smartest and, without question, the wisest person I've known, Williams says of his departed cohort. Enyart, who described himself as America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host, refused to get vaccinated, saying he objected to the use of stem cells from aborted fetuses in developing the vaccines. The minister was also known for his opposition to the LGBTQ community, often reading obituaries of AIDS victims on the air while playing Queens, another one bites the dust. So doesn't matter about that. All that stuff. The guy just, he didn't get vaccinated, and now he's no longer with us. I don't know. It's just an interesting problem that's not going to go away. All right, Ted, what's going on in your world? You're rehearsing. You're going to be in a show coming up at the end of the month here. Clue. And I don't have a clue about Clue because we had the game at my house when the kids were growing up. And I remember, I probably played it once or twice with them. But I'm not a big game player. But it's about, what, 8 or 9 people who are suspects or possible suspects.
Yeah, and they're all going through this mansion various deadly weapons, trying to figure out who did the murder and in what room with what implement.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Steve, you never watched the movie?
You never saw the movie?
Well, I've seen clips of it, just clips, but never watched the whole thing.
It's a funny movie. It really is.
Well, I'm going to have to check it out. Then I'm going to have to come see the play is what
yeah.
I want to
be. See the play first, and then you can watch the movie. Yeah.
All right, Ted.
Still rehearsing for that. Had a big rehearsal last night.
You're playing...
I'm Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard.
Yes.
And the other characters are...
Professor Plum.
Professor Plum. I remember
Mr.
that.
Mr. Green. Mrs. Peacock.
Yeah.
Mrs. White. Miss Scarlet.
There yeah. you go. Okay, so when are the dates real quick?
Let's see. The discount ticket preview show will be a week from tomorrow on Thursday night, Thursday the 23rd. An official opening night the following night on Friday the 24th.
And
we'll run Thursday through Sunday for 3 straight weekends.
3 weekends, okay. Yeah. And where is it again?
It's at the Wilkie Center at 3rd and Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Big parking lot there at 3rd and Topeka. That's where you park.
Okay. All right.
It's part of the First United Methodist Church facility there that takes up that whole block. But it's at the Wilkie Center there on the back side. So.
All right.
The east side of the building. So, yeah, I'd love to see you there. It'll be funny.
Should be entertaining. We have to keep Ted busy here in this time of year.
Yeah, I don't have anything to do.
You know, there's nothing else to do except this radio show. By the way, and again, we'd just like to say thanks to all you who chimed in on Facebook and whatnot yesterday, congratulating us and helping us to remember 6,000 radio programs for Steve and Ted. And today is, of course, 6,001. We're working on our next 6,000.
Yep, yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not? All right,
you got another 28 years in you?
No, I know that.
Or 23 years, yeah.
7:41, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got some Wichita Business Journal business news for you this morning. Bombardier unveils a new business jet. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.